रामाय रामभद्राय रामचंद्राय वेदसे रघुनाथाय नाथाय सीतायाः पतये नमः. अयोध्याकांड चैप्टर नंबर 17 इज अ कंटिन्यूएशन ऑफ रामा गोज टू हिज फादर. द रेसिटेशन बिगिंस नाउ. Gay flags and proud pennants rose to the sky from every part of the city. Sandal, aloes, frankincense, and many other rare perfumes spread sweet fragrance everywhere. The mansions of the nobility gleamed white like a blank of fleecy clouds. The royal road was lined with shops, booths, stalls, stores, emporiums full of rare and priceless silks, cloths, wraps, and unbored pearls, crystals, and every delicacy, and scarce had room for the huge crowds that poured in every moment. And Rama drove along, letting his eyes rest on the familiar and loved scenes that recalled the bright roadway of the God on high. The crossings were gay with curds, grains of colored rice, parched grain, sandal, aloes, incense, garlands, and offerings of food. His numerous friends and well-wishers gave him the blessings as they passed on. May your fair brows wear the crown of Kaushala, walk in the traditions of your fathers, and extend the shadow of your protecting arm over us, even as Dasharatha and his predecessors used to do. Your accession to the throne spells a long period of peace and prosperity for us. We desire nothing more than to see you ride back to your palace, fresh from the consecration bath. What care we for the material pleasures of this earth can give us of vows, chants, sacrifices, and gifts that can secure us to a happy hereafter? Once again, we proclaim that our hearts hold no other wish than to see you monarch of this fair realm. Such praises and plaudits elated not the heart of Rama. They left him humbler and more solicitous to deserve such unbounded love and confidence. He passed along, rewarding them with a glance, a look, a nod, a word, or a bow, a slight raising of the brows, or a reverent clasp of the hands as became their rank and station. Those who looked at him but once stood rooted to the spot, gazing intently at where he flashed upon their sight. Their looks followed their hearts, which they had lost to Rama. They saw him in every object. They heard him in every sound. Just conceive what it would have been like in his presence. It is not given to all to be so blessed as to speak to Rama, to pour our hearts to him in eloquent praise, to offer him our poor welcome and homage. The very sight of his supernal beauty raises us to the loftiest heights of ineffable bliss. But it is not beyond the bounds of possibility for one to have a sight of his glorious presence, or more fortunate still, to come within the range of his compassionate glance. But should there be a man who neither saw Rama nor was seen by him, the meanest object in creation will raise up against him in scorn and contempt. Now the whole world may shun a man, yet he can never fail to have the approbation of his conscience to console him, while this miserable wretch is utterly denied even that poor comfort. The small, still voice in him will spurn him away. Rama is the same to all, high and low, peasant or philosopher, man or beast. He fulfills in them their utmost desires and withholds from them nothing, not even the bliss of emancipation. Hence, it is no wonder that they love him so and lose their hearts to him. Crossings, holy trees, halls, he passed along, going around them in reverence, and approached the palace of his sire, that with its Vardhamana houses, flashing with gems, gave one the idea or the mansion of Indra had come down on earth. Lofty towers hid the sky from view, like cloud banks, the Kailasa peaks, or the snow-white Vimanas of gods. He drove through three blocks guarded by archers and walked through a couple more until he was at the gates of the Seraglio. He left his friends and retinue there and entered that paradise on earth. The vast crowd waited outside in joyous anticipation, even as a shoreless ocean awaits the rising of the moon, and said to themselves, "Some marvelous good fortune welcomes our beloved Rama yonder. He will come back among us in no time and give us the pleasure of beholding his coronation." Mangalam Koshalendraya Mahaniya Gunabdhe Chakravarti Dhanurjaya Sarva Bhaumaya Mangalam.